running again to get a Trump criminal case dismissed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time the Georgia election interference case. This hour, attorneys for the former president and co-defendants will claim it criminalizes free speech rights and labels those co-defendants as fake electors.
And those are legal conclusions. And so we're trying to have those dismissed, saying that the state can't just put those legal conclusions in there. That's something that a jury has to decide.
Ashley Merchant is the lawyer for one of the former president's co-defendants. Today's hearing is the first since Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade quit the case after court review of complaints of his relationship with District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
Fox's Evan Brown Merchant will again try to get that judge to remove Willis from the case. The former president will be in New York to attend the wake of a police officer shot and killed Monday at a Queens traffic stop. Also in New York,
former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton join President Biden at New York City's Radio City Music Hall for a fundraiser expected to haul in $25 million, a record for a political event, according to the Biden campaign. There are tiers for donor access, ranging from as low as $225 to upwards of $500,000.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. There's concern about 56 containers full of hazardous materials on the now grounded cargo ship that collided with and brought down that bridge in Baltimore, where four workers presumed dead are still missing. The bodies of two others were found yesterday.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today is meeting with shipping companies to try to come up with a game plan. Ships are having to reroute to other ports on the East Coast, but Buttigieg says he hopes that the port closure won't lead to more inflation across the country.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. Sam Bankman-Fried back in federal court in New York City, facing decades in prison at sentencing after being convicted of fraud in the collapse of a cryptocurrency exchange costing investors $10 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Stocks are rising modestly on the last day of trading of the week. Markets will be closed Good Friday. The Dow up 36 points. The Nasdaq is gaining 9. The S&P 500 adding 6 points. We got some updates to the economy. GDP growth at the end of last year was revised higher from 3.2 to 3.4% from October to December. That is still a decline from third quarter economic growth. We also learned first-time jobless claims declined slightly last week to 210,000. There's a merger.
Home Depot is buying SRS Distribution, a company that supplies roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors in 44 states. Home Depot's paying more than $18 billion. SRS has been buying up local and regional distributors. It has 4,000 trucks that bring materials to job sites. Home Depot's been expanding its Complex Pro business, which serves contractors working on large projects. Home Depot also recently purchased Construction Resources, a distributor and retailer of stone and porcelain tiles. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
The price of oil is up a dollar, back over 82 bucks a barrel, while gas remains the same price it has all week after surging up nearly a quarter the last month. AAA's national average for regular is still $3.53 a gallon. It's opening day for most Major League Baseball teams. The defending World Series champions, the Texas Rangers, open the season against the Chicago Cubs. The college basketball March Madness resumes tonight, the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament.
In the first games of the day, two-seed Arizona faces six-seed Clemson at 7:09 Eastern, and San Diego State looks to stop UConn from pursuing back-to-back championships at 7:39. In one of the late games, it's the SEC versus the ACC in Los Angeles, as North Carolina and Alabama tip off at 9:39 Eastern. Two-seed Iowa State plays three-seed Illinois at 10:09.
Well, that's Joe Morgan. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.